So let's review. The Gemara earlier discussed the prohibition for an einin to eat kachem. This is derived from a kal v'chomer. Umam ma'isra akalam retera lo yichalte b'einim imenu. But kachem le kashkein? If it is forbidden for an einin to eat ma'isra, it is certainly forbidden for him to eat kachem. David, the Gemara now elaborates on the karbanas that were brought by Aaron HaKohen and his sons on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the day of Chanukas HaMishkan, the first day of the Mishkan, when they were einim because of the death of Nadav Aviu. These karbanas include Chayvas HaShah, the karbanas brought specially for the Chanukas HaMizbeach, including an Eila, a Karban Mincha, a Karban Shlamim, and three karbanas Chatas. Sir Chanukas HaMizbeach, the Karban Chatas brought as part of the inauguration of the Mizbeach, Sir Nachshon, the Karban Chatas brought as part of Chanukas HaNesiim, and Sir Rosh Chodesh, the Karban Chatas brought every Rosh Chodesh. Now, there are three psukim where Moshe Rabbeinu refers to his commanding the Kehanim regarding the karbanas of the day. You, the Kehanim, should eat the mincha as I, Moshe, have been commanded. You should eat the chazav and sheik of the shlam as Hashem commanded. Moshe inquired, why did you burn the chatas of Rosh Chodesh instead of eating it as I have commanded you? The Gemara cites a braisa that explains these three expressions. Kichen tzuveisi ba'aninus yechlua. I was commanded that you should eat the mincha even though you are oinanim. Kasher tzuveisi b'shas maisa amalhan. While he reprimanded them, he reminded them of his instructions. Kasher tziva Hashem lo me'alai ani oimer. I did not command you on my own, but relayed the commandment of Hashem. Here we see that the prohibition against eating karbanas as an oinan was lifted on that day. The Gemara cites a contradictory braisa. The Sirish Chedesh was burned because they were einim and could not eat it. The Gemara offers two answers to reconcile the two braises. Shmuel answered, Harab Yehuda, Harab Nechemya. This is a Machlegis Tanoim as recorded in the following braise. It was burned because they were einim and forbidden to eat it. It was burned because it became tame. Otherwise, they would have been permitted to eat it despite their status as einim. Rava answered, Kambikachi Shah, Kambikachi Darus. They were permitted to eat the special karbanas of the day, but not the regular karbanas. The Gemara now explains the entire conversation between Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen according to these two opinions. The pasuk says that after Moshe discovered that the Sir Rosh Chodesh was burned, he said, "Hein lehuve esdam el hakodesh benima achol taichlu oisa b'kodesh kashet tzivesi." The Gemara explains that Moshe, in trying to determine why it was burned, asked, "Shem nechnas dam lefnei v'lefnei." Perhaps it was disqualified because his blood was brought into the heichel. To which Aaron responded, "Hein lehuve esdam." It was not brought inside. Moshe then asked, "Shemachutz l'mechitzasa yatzis." Perhaps it was disqualified because it was taken outside the azar. To which Aaron responded, "Bakoidish haisa." This did not happen. It remained in the azar. Moshe then asked, "Dilma banina sacrificed to a paslatua." Perhaps it was disqualified because Allah of Isama who einim offered it. To which Aaron responded, "V'chihem hikrivu anihi krafti. I offered it, and the Kohen Gadol may bring karbanas when he's in einim." Now, according to Reb Nechemya, Moshe then said, "Achol teichlo isa kasher tzuveisi ba'aninus yechlua." If so, it should have been eaten, even though you are einim. However, Aaron replied, "V'tikre'en oisi ke'elo v'chalti chatas hayim hayita b'ina Hashem." And the Gemara explains, "Shema lo shemate lo b'kachay shah, di b'kachay deres kavochem emeis ha'kal." Perhaps Hashem taught this leniency only regarding the special karbanas of the day. However, regarding the usual karbanas such as the Sirish Chedish, it is prohibited as we derived earlier from a kavochem. However, according to Rabbi Yehuda Reb Shimon, after establishing that the karban was not disqualified, the conversation went as follows. Moshe Rabbeinu asked, "Dima agav mirureichu peshatu bavi tamoi. Perhaps you were negligent and allowed it to become tamoi due to your state of grief." To which Aaron responded, "V'tikrano eisi ke'ela." And the Gemara explains that he meant to say, "V'afil eila v'ke'ela einani mevaze kachem shemayim." Even in much worse circumstances, I would not be negligent with kachem. Moshe then asked, "Achol teichlo eisa kashat zeveisa baninas yechloa. If so, it should have been eaten even though you were in them." However, Aaron replied, "Shema lo shemata ela balayla, nibayoyim kavochem emai sakal." Perhaps Hashem taught this leniency only regarding the following night. However, during the day of aninus, it is still forbidden. Therefore, they planned to eat it at night. But tumah ba'aninus basa. In the interim, it became tummy due to circumstances beyond their control. According to all opinions, the pasuk then continues, "V'yishma Moshe v'yita be'inav." And the Gemara explains, "Haida v'lei ba'ish Moshe leim alo shemati elo amma shemati v'shachachti." Moshe was not embarrassed and did not claim that he didn't hear this. Rather, he admitted that he had indeed heard from Hashem, as Aaron suggested, but he had forgotten. The Gemara cites three challenges raised by Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, to Rabbi Nechemya. If it was burned because they were einim, hayu l'shlashtan sheis refuah. All three chatoyah should have been burned. Rav Nachmani answered, "Kachay shole pasul baninas. The kabbanis brought especially for that day were indeed permitted. Hayiro la'ichlin la'erev. They should have eaten it at night." Rav Nachmani answered, "Aninas laila dairaisa. I hold that the aninas of the following night is also minatera. V'alei Pinchas hayimon. Pinchas was Aaron's grandson and was not an einan. Why didn't he eat the carbon?" Rav Nachmani answered, "La'iniskan Pinchas asher hargu lezimri. Pinchas only became a kohen after the incident when he killed Zimri, as the pasuk says there, bris kunas oilam. He became a kohen as a reward for his actions. Alternately, achasam shalom ben ashvatim. He became a kohen even later when he made peace between the shvatim be'eva hayarden and reconciled Shevet Gad v'Shevet Reuven with the rest of Klal Yisrael in the time of Yeshua." The Gemara now discuss a related matter. Amar Rav, Moshe Rabbeinu, Kohen Gadol v'chele b'kodshei shemayim hoya. Moshe Rabbeinu had the status of a Kohen Gadol, and he received the portion of Kodshim, as the Pasuk says, Me'el ha-miluim l'moshe ha-yilamana. The Gemara tries to disprove this idea. Leima v'haloi Moshe Rabbeinu ha-yimon. Why didn't we challenge Rav Nechemi and ask why Moshe himself, who is not an Einan, didn't eat the carbon? However, the Gemara answers, Demashani Moshe deterred b'shchina. Perhaps Moshe Rabbeinu was constantly occupied with talking to Hashem on Har Sinai. The Gemara in the next daf raises additional objections to this idea.